In the last few weeks, we've had conversations with city leaders and urban planning experts about the challenges that come with the housing market and the ripple effects that can have on a community. Today, we're turning our attention to commercial real estate, where some of the same factors are at play. A lot of retail stores closed in the past few years, but data show that the U.S. is on track to add more retail tenants than it's losing this year. Some of those storefronts that retailers had vacated have since been filled by non-traditional tenants like storage units and fitness centers. And the high costs of materials and borrowing is limiting the construction of new commercial properties. It's all changing the way some communities and businesses approach their economic development. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. What kinds of new stores and businesses have you seen come into your area? Does your city have a lot of vacant storefronts? How do you want to see your community grow? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Elizabeth Brodick is the development director for the city of Wausau. She previously worked for the city of Eau Claire and led multiple business improvement districts in Milwaukee. Liz, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Also with us is Gail Price, Vice President of Business Banking for Blackhawk Bank. He was previously the Economic Development Director for the city of Janesville. Gail, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Dean. Happy to be here.
Well, Liz, I mentioned some of the trends we're seeing in the commercial real estate market right now. I'm curious what it all looks like from where you're sitting in Wausau. What are you seeing in terms of commercial vacancies and new tenants?
So we are having, we definitely have some vacant office space, more than we did pre-pandemic. Hybrid work has been very much a trend that we're seeing. Luckily, our downtown storefronts are doing quite well overall. We have seen a few vacancies, but nothing to be very concerned about. We do have the benefit geographically of being the downtown hub in our seven municipality metro area. So that's been a benefit to us for sure. Some of the non-traditional storefronts that we've had for actually quite a while include a lot of photography businesses and a couple service businesses. So we are seeing a little bit more of that compared to retail. But really the thing that we are keeping the sharpest eye on right now is our office vacancy.
And Gail, same question for you. What are you seeing in your area in southern Wisconsin?
So interestingly enough, we've had a weakness on the office side. We don't have quite the corporate offices that maybe you see in Wausau. But, so there's been a less of an impact of the hybrid work environment. But we've been fortunate enough to have not, as a community, opened up much land for retail. So when there's been opportunities for backfill, it's been more on the traditional side. So earlier this year, Hy-Vee opened up a rehabilitated large-scale, Shopko, and that's been a successful reuse. We have had some smaller buildings that fit the mold to be able to do the climate-controlled indoor storage. So that's been a positive because there hasn't been anything like that in the community. But we're still seeing a lot of interest in the smaller scale, 3,000 square foot user, small strip center kind of projects. We just had a recent transaction on a vacant parcel in our regional shopping area that they intend to roll those over for other smaller scale retail developments. In the downtown, we've had a really good successful run after some significant reinvestment in the downtown to the tune of about $30 million. So that's been a positive to help promote backfill of retail spaces within our downtown that in a lot of cases are challenging because what's the right use for the downtown and for that walking environment? Is there enough entrepreneurs in the community to step forward and say, hey, yeah, we've got a business idea that we want to fill this space with?
And Liz, when it comes to those business ideas, then those new entrepreneurs that Gail mentioned, do you get a sense in Wausau that there's some hunger to fill those vacancies when they arrive or to fill hypothetical new construction for retail?
Absolutely. We also have the benefit of a business incubator in our community. So that's been wonderful. They just started up their boot camp program again. So it's a 12-week entrepreneurial program that takes people who are interested in opening a business through the basics of how to do that and what they can expect kind of going forward, whether they operate out of their home, out of a different type of facility, or out of a storefront. So that's been wonderful to kind of feed the ecosystem. And we do have definitely people who are, generally entrepreneurs, having been the downtown director for Wausau, we do get a lot of entrepreneurs in this community who are interested in opening brick and mortar. So it has been an absolutely wonderful feeding system. I can actually look out my office window right now and kind of see some of the people who have come through that entrepreneurial boot camp and been able to be successful in those storefront relocations. So it's definitely been a plus for us.
And Gail, interest rates, mortgage rates, they're on the high end right now. And I understand that commercial rental prices have also gone up for space around the country. I'm thinking that might not affect, your Dollar Generals or your Starbucks that want to move into a community. They can weather that. But for a smaller business owner or someone who wants to start a business, those might be barriers to enter the brick and mortar physical space. Are you seeing that play out from your angle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you think about an entrepreneur who maybe is in that incubator space in Wausau or maybe in a rental space in downtown Janesville, and they want to make that next step into the owner occupancy, control their destiny, their possible growth, et cetera. It wasn't just a year and a half ago, interest rates on commercial loans were, 3.5% to generally under 4%, and you're going to be 8.25%, 8.5% now. That's a significant shift in where they have to, spend their monies, spend their revenues. And what does that look like when they look at the bottom line of their business growth? And that has to get passed on in one way or another if they're going to make that next step. And, unfortunately, that's turning into a barrier. Now, there's certainly some programs out there like SBA 504, where you can leverage some federal government investment and reduce the down payment. But the challenge there is that the interest rates on those situations continue to rise up, where we might have had a conversation about a 504 in, say, March, and the rates today, because of the way treasuries are, they're 2% higher. So that's a risk and that's a challenge right now in the marketplace and for all these communities that want to promote reinvestment.
We're talking with Gail Price right now, Vice President of Business Banking for Blackhawk Bank, and Liz Brodeck, Development Director for the City of Wausau, talking about the commercial real estate market and how to attract businesses to downtowns around Wisconsin. You can join in too at 800-642-1234. Liz, you've worked in Eau Claire before. You're in Wausau now. You've also worked in Milwaukee. And I'm curious, what is the biggest difference you've noticed in working in business development from a big city like Milwaukee to a mid-sized city like Wausau?
Oh, there are lots. it's really the biggest difference that I've seen is the goal of what the Business Improvement District exists to do. Generally in Milwaukee, it was, we focused so much on safe and clean streets and, making sure that storefronts were filled. It was kind of more basic on the, if you think about like a Maslow's hierarchy of, community development, it was more on the base level of like, we need to just make sure that this is a good, sustainable environment for businesses to operate within. In Wausau, the city does a lot more of that type of work in terms of ensuring trash is picked up, graffiti is removed, things like that. And also there's just a lot less of it in a smaller city. And then here, the bid really exists to help drive foot traffic to businesses. So it was always, we'd always say like our job is to get people downtown into the streets on the sidewalks, and then the business owners need to make sure that they are coming through those doors. So working with them on different promotional activities, events, things like that. So it was a little bit more on the social, like in Wausau, it's a little bit more on the social side of things, the cultural development. And in Milwaukee, we certainly did a lot of that because that's kind of where a lot of my passion lies. But it was a lot more on the very like basic kind of physical maintenance of the space. So a little bit different focus.
And Gail, when it comes to those larger retailers, those chain stores that might move into a suburban area, what draws them to like a midsize or a smaller city in the state?
So much of the time, it's being able to have a parcel or building available in the regional shopping area. So many of these larger retailers have metrics that are based on regional draw. They like to compete right across the street from one another because there is a large draw from outside the community. So they're hedging a bet that they're going to bring people from the surrounding communities into Janesville. And that's been a challenge in Janesville because we have the south side of the community that has no grocery store right now. The Pick and Save closed several years ago, and there's not been interest on a larger scale for a grocery to return to that area. So it does make it challenging because as an economic development professional, when we were trying to court a grocery into that area, usually they would point towards the regional shopping area as their desired location. So it does make it a bit of a challenge in smaller communities like this.
We're talking with Gail Price, Vice President of Banking for Business at Blackhawk Bank, and Wausau Development Director Liz Brodeck about the retail and commercial real estate market in Wisconsin and how it's shaping local downtowns. You can join in too at 800-642-1234. What kind of businesses do you want your city to attract? Do you like the direction your community is going in that area? How much vacancy do you see in your local downtown when it comes to storefronts and other property? And if you are in the business community yourself, we'd love to hear what you think. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kinetter. Right now, we're picking up the conversation on commercial real estate and what it means for economic development in Wisconsin communities. Our guests are City of Wausau Development Director Liz Brodeck and former Janesville Economic Development Director Gail Price. You can join in the conversation, too, at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the commercial development happening in your city? Do you like the businesses coming in? Would you like to see something different? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Now, Liz, I think if you ask most people, they'd want to see a healthy variety of businesses in their downtown. They wouldn't want to see, a full row of gift shops that are similar or a full row of bars. Is there a way for development departments to encourage that variety, or is it just a matter of letting competition sort things out?
You are 100% right that mixed use is best downtown. And there, that's a tough question because it's generally something that is a private, two private parties making a transaction together. So unless there's a zoning compliance issue, there's not really a lot that our local government steps in to assist with. It does help that like we are very involved. Both the mayor and I sit on the Wausau River District, which is our downtown organization board. And so we are, privy to what storefronts are open and who's coming in where and things like that. But for instance, like we have a new business that is hoping to come in downtown, filling up what is technically one storefront, kind of looks like two, but they need like a zoning change. So, my assistant city planner came and kind of explained the situation, and we could have said something like, oh, no, it's not really worth pursuing. But instead it was like, no, this is absolutely like a really, really cool idea. We need to go about whatever method we need to do to, create a new zone, new zoning code or new type of commercial code to allow this type of business in. So we have some influence in that way. But that's generally pretty much the extent of it. I mean, obviously, the extent of it technically, on the personal side of things, of course, like we have another one of my employees is the liaison to our entrepreneurial and education center. So it's, making those types of connections just among people and entities that know each other and work alongside of each other to say, oh, well, you know, we have this storefront and I know you guys are looking for something. So it's not really in the like I said, the technical aspect of things, but it is very much in the, you know, social capital of exchanging information and knowing what is going to work well in a storefront versus what would be better, you know, in an upper story or outside of the downtown realm.
And Gail, we are seeing national data showing that commercial real estate construction is slowing down. How does that affect business development in your area?
Well, it definitely makes it more challenging to move forward. When you have interest rates that are higher, it really diminishes the amount of new investment, but those are also opportunities to help promote reuse of existing buildings, especially in the downtown. Now, hopefully the communities have some kind of assistance that is available through tax increment financing or some other rehabilitation fund to help promote that, because obviously one of the things that can be a hindrance is updating a building to current building codes when it was built, say, 125 years ago. So those are all kind of things that end up having to be a challenging balance to help promote that. But when we look at that whole picture, the financing piece tends to be a big gateway to preventing people making these investments and making those leaps.
And Liz, you mentioned earlier that office space has taken a bit of a hit in your area, that there's a bit of a loss of people due to the pandemic and working from home. How are you looking at those spaces from your angle?
It depends on the location. We have one, for instance, we actually have one office building downtown that is completely vacant. So there are the ownership group is pursuing a lot of different options. And then we have some just more underutilized office space. So those, you know, that's a matter of really recruiting office tenants who can use it and who would be well situated in a downtown area, or who could benefit from foot traffic, who could benefit from the proximity of to different uses and different types of storefronts. It makes it a more attractive office space overall to be located in downtown. So that's been helpful in terms of, you know, recruiting more service and business workers. For that completely vacant building, there has been talk of a lot of different things. And of course, you know, office to residential conversion has come up in conversations, and that is, you know, extremely difficult to do, not just for the reasons that Gail had mentioned earlier in terms of like the financing structures and things like that. But then you think about the codes that are required for office building versus residential use. And it's basically, it's kind of constructing twice, because you have to demolish part of the building to then upgrade to different standards that are needed for different code enforcements and things like that. And then you have to reconstruct, like put the building essentially back together. So that's been generally prohibitively expensive, not just here, but throughout the country. I know I've been keeping tabs on how many office conversions are happening and how many are happening successfully. And I just read of one that was a conversion that had already happened in Phoenix that now is being foreclosed on with a loan that I have to believe was it was similar to the cost of new construction, just because it's, like I said, it is prohibitively expensive generally to make those things work, and especially then with any type of affordable rent or attainable rent. So depending on the building, depending on the location, can be different remedies to kind of reoccupy that space.
And as we start to wrap up, Gail, I'm curious, what are you watching for next? What is the factor, the indicator that you're really tracking as it relates to business development?
That's a really good question. Try to pick just one, right? yeah, it is. It is difficult. I think a lot of it has already started. You know, the cost of construction has slid back. You know, the pandemic was wreaking havoc on construction projects. You know, we've seen that stabilize right now. I think if the Fed steps forward with reduction of rates, that's going to help promote more development and reinvestment. But there's a number of factors that are, I think, going to have to come into play. there's no way that rents are going to catch up with the cost of capital right now. When we talk about the cost of residential occupancy, there's no way that it's going to catch up with that cost of funds. So my hope is that cost of funds comes down. We continue in Wisconsin to have this huge need for residential housing, for workforce, and to attract workforce. I hear this all the time from employers in the community. We need to see more residential development to help sustain business growth in our state.
And Liz, in our last minute, what is at the top of your agenda in Wausau?
More residential development is our department's number one priority. We just had a regional housing study done, and we are 525 units short for 2025 needs. So we are pursuing heavily residential development. For all the reasons Gail mentioned, it is very difficult to get the financing to make any sense right now and keep it within affordable rates. So those are the biggest things that I'm kind of keeping an eye on. You know, also our low unemployment rate and what that means for all of the wraparound services. We have a 2.3% unemployment rate in Wausau right now. So besides housing, which is a huge need for employers in our area, it's transportation and childcare is a very, very big one. So in terms of we're not doing even a lot of attracting businesses right now because we still have one of the last counts I heard was 6,000 open jobs in Marathon County. So it doesn't really make sense to attract more jobs that would cannibalize our existing businesses. So we're really focused on finding the things that can free up the labor force, like housing and transportation and childcare, and then also home growing those businesses. So focusing a lot on homegrown, entrepreneurial, and innovative development.
Thanks to our guests, Elizabeth Brodeck, Development Director for the City of Wausau, and Gail Price, Vice President of Business Banking for Blackhawk Bank. They're with us to talk about the real estate market for retail businesses and how it affects communities around Wisconsin.